This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Joining us from Crown Financial Ministries, Denise. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I guess everyone has baggage, but I guess financial baggage or past debts. What we're discussing today, what are you bringing into the relationship? What debts and so forth are you bringing into a relationship? Please help us out, Denise.
Well, I heard a minister talking recently, and he gave a great example of this. And he was saying, okay, so you're walking up the aisle. You don't have this sudden metamorphosis that turns you into this other person and then you walk back out. You're actually the same person, except now that you're married and you're committed to each other, for better, for worse, for richer or poorer. Except now that obviously, you know, you've got this commitment to love for each other. And so if you've got debt when you're walking up that aisle, you'll have debt walking back down it.
Wow.
Like, true. Would you agree with that, guys?
This is true. What are you saying? If you're in debt, don't get married.
Clear the debt first.
What do you do?
Look, one of the things too, and we talked before about belief systems and behaviour, and I'll give you an example of this. Our beautiful daughter-in-law, and I did ring and ask her if I could use a story on air, so I just want to clear that off. About 2.5 years before Melissa and Jethro decided to get married, Melissa had a lot of debt, and you know, amounted to a small mortgage.
Wow!
So our son said, "Look, you know, I'd really like this paid off before we got married, and before we get married, because it's actually changing the behaviours behind, you know, why Melissa had got into debt in the first place." And so then we sat down, we did a budget. And by the time we actually put it all into the categories, Melissa said, "What's left for me?" And I said, "It's all about you." However, then she worked very diligently about repaying all those debts. And within 2.5 years, so there was two personal loans, a credit card and a car loan. Aww. And they were all paid off. They were able to go into their marriage debt-free, plus pay for the honeymoon and the wedding, all debt-free.
Wow, good effort. That's great.
That's fantastic.
So that's an example of actually that the behaviour or the belief system needed to change before the behaviour was going to change.
And there must be a lot of discipline to actually, once you've changed the belief system, then to actually live that out and make the weekly decisions and all that kind of stuff.
Look, I think the pain of actually paying that debt off.
Yeah.
Was so remembering to her. And I remember when she had paid the credit cards off, she came round and we actually got some scissors and we actually cut them up, cut the credit cards off. And that was we call it D-Day, which is debt-free day. And that was a great celebration. We actually had a bit of a celebration because it was such hard work to actually get to that. It takes discipline and self-sacrifice, delayed gratification, all those things that we need to learn, because we've actually learned a different behaviour up until that point.
There's other kinds of, I guess, financial baggage you would take into a relationship as well, not only the debt, but also the bad habits that probably should be dealt with. Also, when you come into a relationship, who's going to look after the bills and who's the best one for it? I guess those things really need to be carefully thought out before you get into the relationship, because from day one, you're both going to have shared expenses. Mm. Someone needs... who's the most responsible? Do you think both should be most responsible? I mean, should it be a shared role, or should the male or the female pick up the role depending on who's got the accountancy mind?
Can I just jump in? In my relationship, yes. It would all be Leah. It's all Leah. I have no idea.
Well, look, I think it really depends on who's actually more... one of you will have a bit of... One of in the relationship will have a bit of a bent for it. I actually like the... spreadsheet, Excel spreadsheet thing. The accountability thing is with my husband. So we will sit down together and actually go down, look at the spreadsheet and see where, you know, money's been spent, pay the bills together, that sort of thing. However, for the day-to-day tracking, I do that. So okay. I think, it doesn't matter. Honestly, it doesn't matter as long as it's been done. And, you know, that's where the open and transparency comes in as well.
Okay, excellent. Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.